You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Welcome to Two Peas on a Podcast. These current events and hot topics aren't going to talk about themselves. And now, here are the two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
So, you might be thinking to yourself,
man,
you might be thinking to yourself, are the two peas back in my life?
I think they are.
And you'd be wrong because we're not doing a normal show.
What? We're not?
No, I forgot to tell you.
I have things to talk about. I got things to tell you.
Yikes. However,
man, that's my jam.
However,
okay.
Point of no return. You know what I mean? We're back. So we're not returning. I don't know what that means. I feel like it sounds like I'm kidnapping
you. It's when you get to a place where you can't go back.
It definitely sounds like you're here against your will, and I apologize for that. You meant to be here.
You can return whenever you want. Well, you asked me to come over, and I did.
I did. You did.
Yes, and, I listened to you. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to call me by the phone every day.
Is that what you've been doing?
Every day I check my messages.
Well, it's funny.
Gerald. Peasy.
It's funny, Andy, because I was going to ask you, what have you been doing? But you just told me you've been sitting by the phone for 2 months.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That's all I've been doing. Sitting by the phone.
Sorry to hear that. I wish your life had been a little more exciting. I didn't call. I haven't
nothing.
Called.
No.
Well, look.
I'm looking.
All right. So Gerald is here.
Andy is next to Gerald, across from him.
Andy's in La Casa. Now look, guys.
In the light of Gerald's being.
Andy, shut the hell up for a second. Sunglasses. I got to tell everyone what's going on here. Okay. Andy, I just saw you getting deep there, so I had to cut you off. Draw off a little bit. Next thing you know, it'll be Friday. All right. Yeah. Look, I know you got things to do. I'm trying to help you out. We're going to be shaking things up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is just a kind of update for our fans.
Okay.
For our regular,
we have fans?
For our regular, not really. We have two people that listen regularly. One of them, I believe, is your mother.
So this is for them.
Hey, Mom. One to update those two guys. Hello, Mother. We're going to be shaking things up a little
bit.
Now, this is just a quick 10, 15 minute update.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it up on the feed and let everybody know what's coming, brother.
Oh.
Because there's some changes on the horizon.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, before we do that, what do you want to do? We didn't set out a, you know, we're always so professional with our agenda.
Are we?
We didn't even.
Well, you are.
I literally hooked this mic up 10 seconds ago. I don't even know if it's working.
There it is.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know if it's working. I don't remember how to do this. It's been a couple months. Yeah. Now, look, Andy and I went on a hiatus, right, for the summer.
Yeah.
We recorded a couple times, but that's it over the last few months.
Yes.
So
we've had a great summer. I've had a great summer.
Well, that's a beautiful summer. Thank you.
Not because I haven't seen you.
I was going to say.
It's a good summer.
You shouldn't follow up me saying we haven't seen each other all summer.
I had
summer
a great with, summer.
Oh, it's been
Man,
a beautiful summer.
Man, it was wonderful.
You're like, you know, now that you mention it, this is the best summer I've ever had.
Yes.
All right, look, that was very hurtful for you, and I don't like that.
That sickening sense in my stomach has gone away.
Right.
That comes from.
I can see why.
Looking at you.
But look, where was I?
Okay. We've been sick. So, we took the summer off.
Yeah, we took the summer off, basically. We had a couple of random recordings here and there. Yes. But for the most part, the last 3 to 4 months, we've been MIA.
And these two people needed us, I'm sure.
Right. Your mother hasn't talked to you in 3 months. Like, she only gets you for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you should correct that. You should go visit your mom.
Okay.
That's not what this is about today. But we're back now.
Okay.
But the catch is.
Okay, there's a catch.
There is a catch. Huh? The catch is we got to revamp the show.
All right? We got to.
How else can I put it? I mean, we got to revamp the show. And, you know, we're going to be losing the current events for the most part.
Yes.
What do you want to do? You want to tell people what you've been doing in your life? Or do you want to tell people about the new format? What do you want to do?
I can give them a brief.
We're going to do both.
Just in case.
What did you do this summer? What's
going on? Just in case the two folks are wondering what I've been up to lately.
Yeah.
I had a great summer with the kids and the wife and the beach.
Yeah.
Just, you know, wonderful time spent with family.
Sure. Yeah.
Doing my very best. I told you this earlier. Doing my very best to increase the amount of ministry work I do.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Speaking once a month at the Triangle Center for Spiritual Living here in Raleigh.
Sure.
Officiating weddings. I'm teaching a class on my book, Where's God, which just got published.
Yeah.
I've actually started my own podcast, but not really a podcast, meaning I'm taking the talks I do, putting them on the audio on In Spirit with Andy.
Spiritual conversations.
Yes.
That's definitely not a direct competitor
it's
of this show.
Talking about stuff.
Definitely not.
So just trying to increase the amount of ministry.
But you know what? Do me a favor real quick. But do me a favor real quick,
okay,
since you mentioned that. A lot of people love your energy.
They do?
On this show.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I'm not one of those people, to be frank with you. I think it's a little too high. I think you need to bring it down a couple notches before you come
in. But some people do.
But some people enjoy
it. They're out there.
I would prefer you to do a couple less lines of cocaine when you come over.
Well,
but
it is what it is.
You're a little on the ceiling, brother. But for other people, they seem to enjoy it. Why? I have no idea. However, since they do, do you want to tell people where they can find that feed? What's the name of your spiritual podcast?
Well, I mean, Andy Ross Ministry is the name of everything I do. So yeah. if you go on Facebook, look at Andy Ross Ministry. On yeah. Twitter, look Andy Ross Ministry. Sure. AndyRossMinistry.com, of course, is where you can find everything.
Sure.
You can find videos and do it, guys. Kind of updates. Do it. Find the book.
Do it.
I think the podcast, I've called it In Spirit with Andy. So on iTunes, Spotify.
Yes. In Spirit.
You look up In Spirit with Andy. You'll find it. You'll get and to look, listen to it. These are talks from back in 2013.
And look, Gerald's there in spirit. Yes. So it makes sense.
Exactly.
I'm there in spirit.
So, you know, you can find me. I'm around.
You're there, man.
I'm around.
You're there.
Man, bro.
All right. So look.
What about you? Tell me about your summer.
All right. So real quick, I'll just recap my summer. Well, I worked a ton. However, in the last couple weeks, I've had some good family time, brother. Yeah. Last week, we went to the Outer Banks.
Ooh, the Outer
Banks.
Which, magical.
In North Carolina, which I'm from the state. I've never been.
Never been to the Outer Banks.
Isn't that sad? That's sad,
I've only
right?
been once.
I felt kind of embarrassed to tell people that, but I've never been.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went last week with my fam and took my daughter was there. My son was there. And obviously my wife went. And
your wife? She went with you guys?
Yeah. Well, she went because my son was there. But
you wanted someone to watch him.
I was glad he agreed to go.
You're taking my son near water.
Yeah,
I better watch
him. Yeah, I was glad he agreed to go. But anyway, we're all there. We just spent a good time. We're in a town called Corolla.
Corolla.
Yeah, which is spelled like Toyota Corolla.
I used to drive a Toyota Corolla.
Did you? It was right next to a town called Duck.
Duck. Yeah, Duck.
Yeah, which was really cool.
Duck. Yes, now, I know Duck.
Yeah. On the other side, I wish there'd been Goose. That would have been cool. Duck, Corolla, Goose. You know what I mean? But they didn't do that.
They don't.
Anyway, it was like the things. Northern part of the Outer
yes,
Banks.
Beautiful.
Near the Virginia border.
Little thin strips of land. You can see water on both sides.
Good times, bro. Good times. Surrounded by water. It's basically an island out there, you know? And we're climbing to the top of lighthouses. We're doing the whole thing. All right, so look. Now, that was my summer.
Okay.
Other than it was just work. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Did you record? Did we record after July 4th? I don't know. We saw fireworks. We did that this summer, I think. I feel like I want to say we saw some fireworks at some point.
Okay.
Some shit blew up in the sky. We saw that. We probably cooked out a couple burgers at some point.
Oh, I love
that. That's
burgers.
Basically it.
Okay,
that's
good.
Basically my summer.
That's a great
been seeing
summer.
A lot of movies. I saw a lot of movies this summer. I saw, what did I see? I saw Hereditary, the horror film, which I enjoyed a lot.
Yes.
I finally went to see Solo a couple months
ago. Oh, Solo, yes. Good movie.
Which was good.
Infinity War, I think, was one of the last movies I saw in the theater. But that was like a while ago, wasn't it?
I saw that. It was like in the spring. Yeah. I saw that. I've been going to the movies. But that's about it, man. I mean, nothing, as usual.
You're a simpleton.
As usual.
You're a simpleton.
Right.
You enjoy the simple pleasures of life.
Sure.
You live a simple existence.
Sure.
You know, you add that bit to creation. We appreciate it.
As usual, you bring the heat, and I'm just, you know, kind of sitting over here like, where am I? I don't fucking know.
Are you the thing
I
look,
we're already running out of time, brother. I just wanted to give a quick update. Okay, so look.
What are we doing then?
All right. So I want to let everyone
on the edge of our seats.
And Andy, I want you to kind of, you know, pitch in here.
Okay.
Because we just talked about this like an hour ago.
Yes.
I mean, we literally just decided on this.
These decisions are hot off the press.
Basically, we tell you guys as soon as we know something.
Okay. Is that why we report so little now? Exactly.
I was going to say, unfortunately, there's rarely anything we have to tell you. So, all right. Two Peas on a Podcast is going to continue.
Is it?
All right.
I'm very excited about
it. It will continue. However, it will be a new format.
Oh, my goodness.
It is going to, in a lot of ways, be bits and pieces from our normal show,
okay.
which often gets deep at times.
At times.
And existential.
Existential.
Is that a word?
Existential. It's a great word.
I feel like I've heard somebody say that at some point.
Wonderful word.
And then it's also going to factor in a lot that that folks are used to hearing on our bonus episodes, which are, you know, top five related pop culture and music.
Oh, I like that.
Movies, TV.
Yes.
All right. So what we're going to be doing, guys, starting in September, is we are going to get together once a month.
Once a month.
So I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
But you can expect an episode every month.
Okay.
And it will be a different top five topic.
Okay.
So it will basically be what is now our bonus episodes. And they'll just turn into our regular episodes. However, you had a good point that you're going to kind of put a little twist into just a generic top five.
Well, you can't talk about anything without talking about life.
That's it.
Like, how can you talk about the top five so-and-so without talking about the existential quality of the so-and-so?
That's it. And you're you.
It's the so-and-so.
And you're you. So I know you're not going to come in here and be like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, have a nice night.
What Gerald is saying is we're going to use that as a format
sure.
to talk to each other, to talk about life, to talk about these things. But we're going to follow the format of let's talk about these top things.
Exactly. So we will rank, like I said, music, movies, pop culture stuff. We'll rank them and we'll bounce our top fives off of each other, but we'll also use that as an excuse to discuss whatever the topic may be about.
Yes.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
The top five is the ladder that we will climb.
Wow.
But as we're climbing, what do we see? What do we talk about? What do we look? What's around me on this ladder? It's not just about the ladder. The ladder is merely a bridge. Mixing metaphors. The ladder, the bridge.
Wow.
You know, that's what we're using to get there.
Dude, he's already onto the new format. So, top five deep thoughts with Eddie Ross. Here we
go. Wow, only five.
All right. That's a tough one. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it in September. And okay. we decided, because it's a new opening for our show.
Yay! Right? It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning. It's a transformative
birth
kind of thing.
It's a birth. So the last show has died so that this show can be born.
Yeah. Now, something that's always interested me, and I pitched it to you because it kind of fits with our kind of new format and new beginnings and opening and so on. We're going to do our top five. What is it?
Top five movie intros, not opening scenes, but you call them something sequences. You call them
opening credit sequences.
Yes, top five opening credit sequences.
There you go.
So not the first scene of the movie, but how does this movie bring you in?
There you go.
How does it set the tone, and what is that tone, and who has done that the best?
There you
why?
Go. Now, truth be told,
tell me the truth. Don't lie to me.
When I was on the countdown over in Australia, I didn't go to Australia. I got on via Skype.
Skyped to Australia?
I don't want to mislead people.
Good dying.
I'm committed, but I couldn't make it to Australia to do the episode, so I did it via Skype.
Okay.
But our friends Paul and Wayne over there, now they have in their kind of future arsenal to do a top 10 opening credit sequences.
Oh, do they now?
So I kind of got the idea from them, because when I heard that, I was like, oh, dude, Paul, you got to have me on for that. For some reason, and my daughter wants to do Hollywood editing. Did you know that?
Hollywood editing.
Yeah, she's going to school she wants to be in filmmaking, but she wants to be on the editing floor. And she's a senior this year. Yeah. She's taking special courses for it, and she wants to do an internship. She's like all about it, right?
Okay.
And she's great at doing it, like on her laptop, like all these different, basically like mini promos kind
of. Yeah, wonderful.
And we talk about credit sequences all the time, because that's all editing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all putting music on top of different flash shots and even the credits themselves, the words, you know, that go on the screen, or the editor puts those in place.
Everything you see sets the tone for the movie.
So I am into
those. It's art. It's telling you something. It's telling you something.
Exactly.
This is what you can expect. They play with your expectations. They crush your expectations.
And you mentioned a couple when we talked.
And from the very beginning, from even the way, like, let's say, is this movie?
No.
I'm just saying, I'm going to give you a great example.
Well,
let's say the movie is made by Warner Brothers. When you see the Warner Brothers logo, the way they do the logo and the sound behind the logo also sets the tone.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
So, yeah, I mean, filmmakers, I won't give away any specific movies because I don't know if we're going to do it in a couple weeks.
You want to do it.
You know, David Fincher, I love.
Do you?
Tim Burton.
Timothy.
You know, Martin Scorsese.
Martin.
I mean, just some of these, Oliver Stone, I love. Just these.
I'm just going to say the first name.
Opening sequences with the credits and the title, the movie title.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, my daughter being into editing, it's helped with that too, because she's really into that as well.
That's cool, brother. That's cool.
All right, so we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to come back in a couple weeks, and it'll still be Two Peas on a Podcast. But the Two Peas are going to be rapping about, I don't know, what would you say, lighter discussion, I guess?
Yes.
It might be lighter.
Different format. Talking about more entertainment-based stuff, books, movies, music, literature. But, you know, also...
But using it as a platform.
Also, things that are going on in life. We could do, like, the top five moments of the summer, the top five moments
of the last year.
Top five news stories.
You want to still
so
do
just put
the...
give them an excuse to talk about something.
You want
to
still do the Golden Peas? We could do that at the end of the year.
The Golden Peas!
We could do that again.
The Golden Pea goes too?
Yes. Well... Yeah, we can do that. We'll do that. I'm sorry, I dozed off for a second.
I thought you were really thinking about top five nap time. You're rubbing your beard like you're thinking about something.
I really was, but I kind of forgot what I was thinking about within 2 seconds, which is weird. That's what happens when you get old, brother.
Thinking is rough.
I'm going to be 43
thinking
this year.
Thinking is tough. 43?
So, by the way, I think I have arthritis. Did I tell you that?
You have arthritis?
I think I do.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm self-diagnosed. I don't know. I just
what
have trouble.
What does that mean? My finger hurts when I...
trouble picking stuff up. I don't know.
Put it in a light socket?
You have trouble picking
stuff up? That's laziness.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's weakness.
That's just weak. Oh, okay. I thought it was arthritis.
Doctor, every time I bend down to pick up my shoes, my arm hurts. Yeah, well, that's weakness.
I got Velcro because I can't tie my shoes anymore. Doc, what's going on? I just don't want to bend over. I feel like I have arthritis.
Can you not tie your shoes?
You're a lazy bastard.
That's what you are. All
right, that's fair. All right, so look, we're at 15 minutes, brother.
Be who you are. Okay.
We're at 15 minutes. Look, man.
Looking, bro.
All the stuff on social media will stay the same.
Okay.
I'll throw up this little update, let you guys kind of know what's coming in the upcoming weeks. Okay. We'll get together in September.
Okay, let's
and,
do
that. And we'll coordinate schedules now if you want.
Let's do it.
Well, not on air, because that'll bore people.
I'm looking at my calendar.
Let me pull up my Google Drive.
Wednesday, Thursday.
So we will.
Friday.
We will do that off air.
Okay.
And we'll figure out the next time we'll get together, guys. And when we do.
When we do.
It'll be a brand new two-piece.
Oh, my God.
We have a couple bonus episodes in the arsenal that I can throw up in the meantime, which I'll do.
I like when you use the word arsenal.
But just so you know, basically the this is weird, but basically the bonus episodes that we've been doing like for like the last year or so are going to turn into the regular episodes.
That's crazy.
With a deeper conversation. So we are, because you're Andy Ross, yes, and you got to get into that, brother.
We are living in the bonus time.
Yeah, I got to appease you because I know when you come over here, you got to get deep, brother.
You have to.
You know, it could be top five. Yeah, I got to appease you. I see what you did there. We got to do top five Disney Pixar at some point.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you're
going to
get deep about it, brother. I can see right now you're going to be talking about Bing Bong and the Inside Out and all that. I can see you. Yeah, I know. You're going to do your thing, man.
Well,
so
Disney's
going
to do it. I mean, everything's an excuse.
Oh, and by the way, there may be a couple episodes where I'll be so inclined to invite a guest on if I know it's something they're really into. Yeah. So we might have a guest.
And if they want
us
to talk to you, I mean, if they actually are willing.
Because
I would say invite your daughter onto the first show, but she doesn't like talking to you.
She really doesn't. I mean, especially now, she's about to be 17.
So, hey, you want to be on the show? Yes. What does it involve? Sitting with me for an hour.
I'm good. I'm all set. Thanks, though. this is a little foreshadowing of that conversation. All right, look, that was just a quick update.
I have some Latin homework I think I need to attend to.
I guess I might have to. Do I have to name? I might have to name this one a bonus episode because it's kind of a real one. Whatever. Okay, so anyway, we'll put this up. I hope you guys enjoyed the update. You can still find us on social media. All that crap will be in the show notes. Please follow us on Twitter and reach out to us for updates. You will see some changes in the upcoming weeks.
And of course, with any kind of top five thing or any kind of excuse to talk about something, it's great to get feedback. It's great to have.
Let's do it.
So give us like, hey, you should talk about this. You should talk about this.
Oh, absolutely.
You should talk about this.
Absolutely.
Reach out, brother.
Especially
life's about connection. Let's talk about that.
Especially our Patreon supporters, you know.
Yeah,
they're still giving us those fundage. So if you got a topic you want me and Andy to do a top five on. We had a couple picks. The TV moms we did.
The moms.
And the Star Wars moments we did.
Star Wars moments. Can we talk
and,
about that again?
Scary movies to see in the dark.
Yeah.
We did. You weren't on that one.
I wasn't.
But we did that one from a Patreon supporter. So anyway, hit us up with ideas. And you can always message us on Facebook or Twitter with any questions, which we've been getting. That's why I wanted to put out this update.
Yeah.
Let people know it's on the way, brother.
Yes.
All right, that's it. Should I bring in the music again? What do we do?
Yes.
We do that at the end of it. Yes. Are we still going to do that?
It's the, what you say, Return of the Funky
Point
Times.
Do you want to give a point? You haven't given a final thought in a long time.
Oh,
do you want to do that?
Because
since we're about new changes, new beginnings, you want to do that?
Check it out, guys.
Do that, guys.
Change comes naturally. It actually, it's an existential, we love that word today, it's an existential part of creation. You change, you progress, you grow naturally over time. So if you're patient and allow those changes to happen, they'll be for the best.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's a quick one, too.
Yeah, you know.
Usually you trouble when I fall asleep. That was good.
Sometimes you got to do a quick
one. You didn't give me a nap on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Expose, for the point of no return, which is where we technically are right this moment.
Yes. Can't go back.
Well, we could.
Can't, no, no,
tell
no.
Tell people we lied to them, but whatever.
Yes.
So give us a couple weeks, right? And we'll look at our schedules. We'll get a show out for you, and it'll be the brand new format.
Wonderful.
Probably mid to late September.
I am so excited.
Hit us up on social media. That's it. Andy, I love you, man. Thanks for being here, bro.
I love you, man.
I can't wait to start this new beginning with you.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you soon.
I'll be here.
Be good, man.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.